Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Second week of school, so we want to thank everybody who came out and
support it by bringing paper, pencils, book bags. We also continue to give away clothes. We just had a great time. And, of course, we even had a moon bounce out there. All of the young kids had a good time jumping around in the moon bounce, and it was just a blessing just to see the spirit that was in that place, to be able just to witness all of the ministering that was going on, and most importantly, to see the lives that were being changed. So we want to thank Pastors ACDC. We want to thank the very fine people at the Heart of God Baptist Church over in Landover Hills, Maryland, for opening up your doors on last Saturday to the community and allowing people to just come out and participate and have a good time, and most importantly, to just to be blessed, because that's what it's all about. You know, we often talk about what we can do to enhance the community and make the community a better place. One thing we need to do is just open our doors and let people know that we're here, and to let them know that we're concerned about the wellness of the community, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. If the community as a whole is well, then we're all well. But if there are pieces of the community that are still suffering and still don't have their needs met, then we know that there's something that we need to do, and that is that we need to get out there and we need to start making our presence known and make sure that we're looking out for the needs of our fellow brother and sisters, as well as our children, because everybody is struggling from day to day, and sometimes all we need is just a helping hand. So we're thankful for the people of Heart of God who continue to do that. And don't forget, in the next couple of weeks, we'll be having another outreach event starting on September 15th, which will be our annual, I'll say annual, but our monthly free giveaway. And, of course, that'll be at the Heart of God, and we do that every third Saturday of the month from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So if you're willing to come out and participate, if you know somebody that's in need of something, please, ma'am, please, sir, come on out and support. And most importantly, be blessed. Have a good time. And if you got things that you don't wear anymore and no longer need or can no longer fit, that's still in good new condition, get those out and just be a blessing, because we know the Word of God teaches us that the Lord loves a cheerful giver. But most importantly, we know that it's more of a blessing to give than it is to receive. So just come on out and definitely be blessed. Also, we want to encourage each and every one of you and let you all know that we have something new that is getting ready to take place, and it's going to be starting on September the 13th, I believe, which will be the second Thursday in September. And we're going to have a brand new interactive Bible study, which we call Peanuts. Essentially, that's an acronym for Nothing New Under the Sun. And, of course, that show will be hosted by Pastor C and his sister, Sister Sheila G, who is the first lady of the New Birth Baptist Church. And they're going to be hosting that each and every Thursday, starting at 8 o'clock from 8 to 10. And it's going to be held, at the Heart of God Baptist Church. And, of course, we know that is a weeknight, and for many it may be a little tough, but we got a little incentive for you that's starting at 7 o'clock. We will be serving food, so you can come straight from work, come on over about 7 o'clock, get a good meal, and then at 8 o'clock, from 8 till about 10, we'll start the interactive Bible study. And, of course, each and every Thursday, we're going to have a musical guest. And, of course, yours truly, my brother's keeper from New Birth Baptist Church, will be there on the very first night to render musical selection. So we're very excited about that. And we'll have different people come in every week ministering through music and showcasing their gifts and their talents. So we're going to be looking for anybody that's interested in coming in. You don't necessarily have to be a musician or a singer. You can come and do liturgical dances. You can mime. You can do poetry. You can do whatever talents and gifts that God has given you and put them on display. And the exciting thing that we're so excited about is that we're going to going to be putting all of this on YouTube. We know that YouTube is one of the most powerful media outlets that we have, and you can be seen anywhere at any time. And so each and every week we're going to record these shows, and we're going to put them on YouTube so that folks can go back and watch pieces and segments of the Bible study, as well as the ministry that's going to be taking place on that Thursday night. So we're encouraging everybody that if you're able to come out, it will be at the Heart of God Baptist Church. And, of course, that's 7100 Chesapeake Road, Landover Hills, Maryland, Suite 205 and 206. And that's going to be starting on September the 13th. And from 7 to 8, you can get a good meal. And then starting at 8 o'clock, so roughly about 9:30, 10, will be the interactive Bible study. So we're encouraging everybody that if you can't come out, to at least go back and look at the shows in their entirety on the YouTube. And, of course, we'll let you know where you can find those videos. So we want to encourage you all to just stay involved in the community. Most importantly, just stay involved in what's going on, especially Bible study, because one thing I know, the more we study God's Word, the more we know about God and who He is in our lives. So we're encouraging everybody to tell somebody, and definitely come on out, be blessed, have a great time, because it's definitely something to experience. Tonight, we want to get into our topic for this evening. And, of course, we know that tomorrow starts the first day of the new month, which is September. And we are now into month number 9 of the year. And we know we got 3 more months left in 2012, moving into 2013. And truly, we know that God has been good to us all. We have something to be excited about, to know that God has brought us into the last quarter of the year, the last 4 months. So we definitely have something to be excited about. And we know that there's so much that's going on. We know last week, of course, we had the Republican National Convention taking place down there in Florida. And, of course, we know that Hurricane Isaac, amen, came on through that Gulf of Mexico area, and we want to continue to pray for all of the people in those coastal states of Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, and even Louisiana, especially the city of New Orleans. You know that in most cases, many people are still recovering from Hurricane Katrina, which happened over 7 years ago. So we definitely want to keep all of those people who are in those borderline states, those coastal line states down there, definitely in our prayers, and just continue to keep their spirits lifted up and to keep their heads lifted up. And most importantly, just to be encouraged and know that things are going to get better and things are going to get well. But tonight we want to talk about something that's very near and dear to my heart. We know that the month of September is National Literacy Month. And that's something that we often take for granted. But one thing that I know is very important is the ability to be literate. And that's basically the ability to be able to read and to understand what you're reading and to know the components of reading. And I was reading today, actually, that there are over 30 million Americans who we classify as not being able to read on the literacy level, which means that they read below the standard reading level. And we're talking 30 million. And many times that could be people that can't read at all, or people who can read but may not necessarily have understanding of what they're reading. They don't necessarily have the reading comprehension. So we know that living in this society that we live in, that reading is a very important component, because everything that we do is centered around being able to read. But and also being able to interpret what you're reading. One of the many problems that a lot of our young people have in school is that they can read, but they don't necessarily know what they're reading. They have little to no reading comprehension. So you can put a reading passage in front of them and they can read it, but they have no idea as to what they're reading. And that's something that many people struggle with. And we know that reading should be something that everyone wants to strive to be able to know how to do, but also be comfortable in doing it. And so we know that the month of September is National Literacy Month, and we're going to talk about that tonight because we really want to encourage everybody that if you know that you have problems with reading, if you know you have problems with reading comprehension, don't feel like you're the only person. Don't feel like, you know, you've been secluded or you felt like you've been treated as an outcast or there's something wrong with you. As I said before, there are over 30 million Americans that have reading skills that are below the literacy level. And so that's a lot of people in this country who have difficult reading. And we know, like we used to say back in the day, that reading is fundamental. And we know that reading is a very important component in being able to function in society. You know, when you read, you're having difficult reading and you don't understand what you're reading, you leave yourself open to be taken advantage of by someone because your reading skills are not up to par and you're not comprehending what you're reading. And so tonight we want to put some questions out there for anybody that's listening or wants to chime in. Don't forget the number here is 347-324-5569. And we want to look at why is this an epidemic. And the reason why I say it's an epidemic is because we have over 30 million Americans who read below the literacy level. And so that's an epidemic. That's a serious problem that goes unnoticed. And so tonight, one of the questions I want to put out there is, why are so many people being affected by this problem? And one of the things that I definitely want to touch on tonight, especially since I do work in the school system, and I see firsthand what goes on in the classrooms, and I see the product that many of our school systems are putting out, is that we do we don't really push reading as we should. We don't really push, the reading comprehension. We don't push, being able to read and to interpret and then to write. And those are the skills that many of our students are coming out of high school and they don't have. They don't have the ability to read and comprehend what they're reading and then to be able to put those ideas and their thoughts onto paper and to be able to express themselves to the point where they can really say that I read something and I understand the material that has been presented before me. One of the things I must say is that many of the school curriculum has gotten away from the component of reading and writing. And nowadays, we have raised a generation of students who know how to be test takers. And what that means is now we don't teach students to be thorough readers. We don't teach students how to be adequate writers, but we teach students nowadays how to be great test takers. And what we do is we basically feed the students information and then we tell them to spit the information back out. But there hasn't been what we like to call in education the mastery of information, the mastery of knowledge, that no matter where you are, how old you are, that you will always remember those basic concepts and ideas that you were taught. that you were taught the fundamentals of education. Many of you all who went to school, you know, over 20 or 30 years ago will understand that some of those components that we were taught in school are not being taught now. You know, kids don't know the difference between a short vowel and a long vowel. They don't know how to dissect the sentence. They don't know subject, verb agreement. They don't know present tense, past tense. They don't know nouns and verbs and adjectives. You know, those things are not taught anymore. And those are the basics of what we do when we teach reading. Because one thing we must understand is that in order to read and to read with understanding, first and foremost, you have to have good sight word vocabulary. You have to be able to recognize the words. You have to be able to know how to pronounce the words. And then you have to know what the words mean. So a lot of times what happens is kids are reading words, but they have no idea what the words mean. They have no idea how the words are being used in context. What are these words telling us? You know, it's like we just see a bunch of words, we read them, but we have no idea what it's saying to us. And so what we have here is we have kids who are able to read, but they're not literate because they're not able to interpret what they're reading. And so what happens is we raise a generation of students who have become test takers but are not able to function in society as literate people. So they struggle to be able to read. They have difficulty sometimes filling out job applications, filling out college applications, filling out tax returns, doing things on their job that requires extensive reading and reading comprehension because they're one of the 30 million Americans that struggle with being able to read above the literacy level. And so tonight, we really want to look in depth at what has caused this. And, of course, one of the things that I have spoken about already is that when we look at the educational system as a whole in America, we see that we are raising young people to be test takers and not to be able to be people who can read, who can interpret, and who can write. And one of the problems that you have is that because we have raised a generation of test takers, is that when they get to college, many of them struggle because they've not been given the adequate reading skills to be able to write those papers that professors desire for them to write. For those of you who've been to college, for those of you who graduated from college, you will know that the majority of your work done in college is about paper writing. It's about writing research papers. It's about being able to read given information, to interpret that information, and then put your thoughts and opinions, but most importantly, to put facts on the paper that will express that you have mastered the information and the knowledge that you have read. One of the saddest things to see is that many of our young people who are coming out of high school nowadays are not ready for that next step challenge. And so many of them find out that their reading levels and their writing levels are below the basic literacy level, and many of them spend their first years in college taking remedial courses to learn reading comprehension, to learn how to write papers that will then be able to help them to become successful later on in college. And so we see that the educational system has really failed our young people. And for those who don't go to college, it will be a lifetime struggle because these skills will not be remediated because they will not be in a setting or an environment that will have them to hone on their deficiencies and look to make changes. But instead, many of them will go through life still struggling, still trying to figure out what it is I'm reading, still trying to figure out what are these words telling me. And so what we do is we have all of this anxiety to the point where we feel like We don't want to read anything. We don't want to stand up in front of anybody and read. We lose our confidence. We feel like we're going to be made fun of. We feel like people are going to point the finger at us and say, why is this grown person still struggling to read? What's going on? Why is it that they're having difficulty with these words? These are words that they should know. These are words that they should understand. And so what happens is many people live a life where they go through and they just want to hide. They don't want to be out in the open. They don't want to talk to anybody because they feel uncomfortable because they know that they are inadequate. And so tonight, we just want to encourage everybody, first and foremost, know that that this upcoming month is Literacy Awareness Month. And, of course, there's going to be a lot that's going to be going on. And one thing that's going to be going on is the Library of Congress will be hosting a National Book Festival here in Washington, D.C. on September the 22nd and September the 23rd. So that'll be 3 weeks from tomorrow, okay? And it says if anybody is in the Washington metropolitan area, it's held down on the National Mall, and it's free to the public, and it features over 80 of the country's most renowned authors, including Susan Brooks, Patricia Cromwell, Chris Matthews, Shereen Harris, and Michael Connelly. So we're going to have a lot of people out there encouraging us to hone on our literacy skills. And one thing that we do know that if you are looking to fight literacy, and that's basically what it is. We said tonight that literacy problem is an epidemic. It's a disease. That if you're looking to fight literacy, one of the most important things that you have to do is to read something every day. Read something every day. That's how you hone your skills. That's how you sharpen your skills. That's how you get stronger. That's how you get better. That's how you get your confidence back, especially if you're an adult. Make sure you read something every day, okay? Read to your child. Read to your niece or to your nephew. Read to some individual in your family, you know, or read to, you know, a circle of an acquaintance, or just read to somebody, because the reading, especially in the presence of others, brings about your confidence. You want to feel good about yourself. You want to feel like I can stand here and I can read in front of somebody and I don't feel embarrassed. I don't feel ashamed. I know that I do have some issues struggling, but the more I'm able to read, the more confidence I'm going to have. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that if you are out there tonight and you know that you struggle with your reading, if you know that you have difficulty standing up in front of people and reading things, practice, 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 practice. Read the newspaper. Go online and read an article on the internet. Just read something to hone your skills, because reading is about familiarity. You see words, you recognize words, you're able to pronounce them, you're able to enunciate them, you know what they mean, and then that's when the reading comprehension begins to kick in. So the more you read, the more you understand, the more you know. But the first thing is you have to practice. Practice makes perfect, and perfect practice makes you better. So you keep practicing over and over again each and every day until you get comfortable, until you feel good about yourself, to the point where you can say, you know what, I can stand up in front of a group of people. I can do what I need. I have the confidence. Proud of myself. I'm not a finished product, but working on it every single day. And in anything that we do in life, we know that the only way we get better is through practice. And reading is the same way. Read a book every day. Read a newspaper article every day. Read something off the internet every day. But the more you read, the stronger you will become, the more familiar you will become, and that confidence you will gain. And so we're encouraging everybody that, you know, you don't have to go into any but all you need to do is just to hone in on those skills by reading a book every single day. Just read something, whatever it is. Read your word, read your Bible, whatever it is, do something every single day. Now, before we move on, I just want to once again encourage each and every one of you that if you're the CDC, the number 5569, and don't forget you can hit us up on Facebook at Pastor's Aid, and also you can hit us up on Twitter at PACDC316. Those of you who are joining, talking about, we said over 30 million Americans being reading below the literacy level. Amen. So that means that about 30 million people who can read but are reading below standards. And that ranges from children to young adults. Okay, and we know that this is not a problem. This is an epidemic. So one of the things that we encourage everybody tonight to do first and foremost is to go read something every single day. Read something every single day. Read your Bible, read a book, read a newspaper article, read a newspaper clipping. Go on the internet, read something. But every day you should be looking to read something that is honed and to strengthen. Because the more you read, the stronger you become, the better you're confident. So we're encouraging everybody to please do that. Literacy is very important, and it is something that we should always take very seriously, because we said reading is fundamental. And if we want to get anywhere in this life, one of the things you have to know how to do is to be able to read. Because if you don't know what you're reading, you don't understand what you're reading, that is one of the easiest ways to be taken advantage of and for someone to take advantage of you and put you in a very bad situation or predicament. It is the bottom of the hour, and so we're going to take a quick 2-minute break. And we want you all to listen to Love Somebody. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. God bless you.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Have you ever loved? 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 Have
somebody like you, yeah.
Welcome back to Pastors Aid CDC. This is yours truly, Rez B on the MIC. And, of course, we want to thank all of our very fine listeners for tuning in this evening. Pastor C, if you're just joining us, is out doing a wedding. And once he's done joining the holy matrimony, he'll be calling in from a undisclosed location. But we thank God for him. He's out doing the Lord's work is what we like to call it. Amen. And we'll look forward to hear from him later on in the show. And, of course, for those of you who are just joining us, don't forget the number here. If you like to call, it's 347-324-5569. And, of course, you can also hit us up on Facebook at Pastors Aid. And you can hit us up on Twitter at PACDC316. And don't forget that if you miss any of tonight's show from the beginning at about 9 o'clock, you'll be able to go back about 9:15. Excuse me, you'll be able to go back and listen to tonight's show in the on-demand section of blogtalkradio.com/Pastors Aid. And you'll be able to listen to tonight's show as well as all of our other shows in realize that none of this, absolutely none of this, thank God for you, and may God continue to bless you. Now, moving back into tonight's topic, we have been talking about the month of September being National Literacy Month. Of course, we said there are over 30 million Americans who read below the literacy level here in this country. Of course, we know that that's not a problem. That's an epidemic. And one of the things that we said that we want to encourage people to do is to try to read something every single day. We know that the more we practice reading, the stronger we'll become. We'll gain our confidence. We feel good about ourselves. We feel good about standing up in front of people and reading things and knowing what's going on. So we want to encourage everybody, first and foremost, just to read something. You know, read to your child, read to a niece, a nephew, read to a coworker, but just read to somebody to build up that confidence. And so we want to just encourage everybody to read daily, because the more you read, the stronger you become, the better you become at what you're doing. Because we say practice is what makes us better. We get stronger the more we do things. And so we're encouraging everybody that if you know that you struggle with reading, that you know you feel like you know you don't have adequate reading skills, to just practice reading. And also we want to encourage everybody to know that on September 22nd and September 23rd, if you'll be downtown on the mall, they're going to be having a National Book Festival. Okay, and there are going to be over 60 authors who will be there on this event that's held on the Washington Mall. It's free to the public and features some of the country's most renowned authors. So we're asking everybody that if you're able to and you're interested in going, to just go down on the mall. The weather should be very nice in the month of September. And so we're just asking that, you know, one of the ways to fight literacy, and that's what we're talking about tonight, is fighting literacy, is to go down and see what they have to offer, you know, talk to different people, get some feedback, get some comments, and just to see where you stand, to see how you feel, And most importantly, just to get that confidence that you need. So, as we said before, one of the best things to do is to read a book every day. Another thing that I want to encourage you all to do is if you like to get involved with your local library. That's always very important. It says many libraries offer literacy programs which encourage reading in your community. And so we know that many people often, because of the internet age, that the libraries are not as popular as they used to be. But it says, you know, get involved with your local library. Many libraries offer literacy programs. So if you're looking for some help, get in touch with your local library. We know there's so many libraries within our surrounding communities and have so many resources and so many assets that could help with the literacy. And so go to your local libraries, get a library, and just some books. You know, get a library. So that's the only thing. So that's what they call it. Internet now, and people want to go to the library and do research. The library is still. Many of them on a daily basis go unused. People don't know what the library has to offer, you know, and it's amazing to just know that they have literacy programs. Most people just think the libraries have books. That's it. Go to books, check them out, bring them back after a couple of weeks, and that's it. But most of your libraries do have literacy programs, so we're encouraging everybody that, you know, if you want those literacy skills, sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. We lost connection there for a minute. But as we were saying, we want to encourage everybody tonight. Of course, we're talking about literacy, and we know that the month of September is National Literacy Month. And, of course, as we said earlier, there are over 30 million Americans who are reading below the literacy level. So we want to talk about that tonight. And of course, we said one of the ways to fight literacy, because we know it is an epidemic, is to read something every day. And of course, when we talk about reading the word, reading a book, reading an article, reading something on the internet, but something you do every single day. And one of the things that's important is read to somebody, you know, read to your child, read to a niece or nephew, read to some individual in your family, read to a coworker, but read to somebody, because the more you read and the more you're able to read in front of people, that will help you with your confidence. The other thing that we talked about doing was getting involved in your local library. And, of course, we know that many libraries do offer literacy programs which encourage reading in your community. And many of these resources are free. And, of course, so we're encouraging everybody to go to a library, If you don't have a library card, get a library card. And we know that the library is one of the most unused and perhaps one of the greatest resources that we have, because we know the library has a plethora of information. And we know
Is that you, Ram B?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Down here in Prince Frederick, doing this. Just finished up doing the wedding.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. How was everything?
It was beautiful, beautiful down here on the water. Beautiful sunset, beautiful bride and groom, husband and wife. Now everything went well.
Good, very good, very good. I know the weather was nice and warm for you.
Yeah, you got that right. I'm in the car now, trying to cool off before I go do the blessing of the dinner.
I thought I'd
give you a shout. Hear you talking about fighting illiteracy.
Yeah. We know. You know, the month of September is literacy month, and of course, we said there's over like 30 million Americans, you know, who read below the literacy line, and of course. One of the things we were encouraging people tonight is that, the literacy problem is an epidemic. It's something that really affects our society as a whole. And, you know, like we said back in the day, reading is fundamental. And, reading is essential to being able to be successful in life. If you can't read, then you're always going to be taken advantage of. You're always going to be disenfranchised. You're always going to be on the lower end of the totem pole. So, you know, we have to encourage reading. And, you know, I was saying that some of the things we can do is just practice reading every single day. Read something. Read your word.
Exactly.
Read an article. Read a newspaper or something. And then, you know, the other thing we were talking about, Pastor C, is going to the library. You know, the libraries offer literacy programs that, you know, encourage reading and tell people, you know, where they can go and get help. And many of these resources are free, you know, and the library is one of the greatest assets. Get a library card, go check out some books and do a lot of different things. But, you know, earlier tonight, you know, we put the question out there, you know, why has this become such a epidemic? And, you know, I was saying that, you know, with me working in the school system, you know, we just we don't teach reading like we used to. We don't teach the reading comprehension, and you know, we don't teach those basic skills. And so we're putting out a product now where, you know, kids can read what they see, but they don't have that reading comprehension to know what it is that's being said to them, and then they can't express themselves to the point where they can put those thoughts on a piece of paper and say, well, this is what I read and this is what I'm interpreting. So, it's become definitely an epidemic. And so, you know, this is something that we need to really push. And, of course, like I said, on the 22nd and 23rd down on the mall, they're going to be having a national book fair. And, of course, there are going to be various authors down on the mall. It's free. And, you know, encouraging people to come out and, you know the importance of reading. I mean, reading is essential. I mean, if you can't read, then you're going to expect to have a very difficult time.
Very difficult.
In your life. Yep. So, you know, we've been talking about that tonight and just the importance of, you know, taking reading seriously.
Exactly, and you know, one of the things that will hold people back as far as getting ahead in any type of career is the lack of the ability to be able to read, you know, for the particular job. Some people won't even be able to apply for a job because they can't read in the newspaper or on the internet where the job is actually offered. So just a starting point to be able to apply for a job is to be able to read where you can actually, you know, apply for the job, what the job entails. And it goes back to you know, the basic fundamental thing of we've got to invest in ourselves to take the time to make ourselves better. And if you invest in yourself to learn how to read, you're going to make yourself better. But if you don't invest that time, what's going to happen is you're going to find yourself on the short end of everything in your life. And like you said, there's so many free locations where you can go, literacy programs, where you can go and people will take the time and actually help you learn to read. And that was one of the things that we did early on in ministry in Washington, D.C., is we taught, we had tutorial ministry where we taught people actually how to read, starting with basic phonetics and teaching them how to put words together, teaching them how to put sentences together, and then from sentences to paragraphs and paragraphs to letter, building on each fundamental step. And that's what I found Reb B is when we were teaching them. There was one young lady, she was 68 years old, and through the tutorial program, free tutorial program at the church, she learned to read, and she learned to write, and she wrote her first letter to her daughter at the age of 68. But she applied herself. She took advantage of the free teaching, the free tutoring, and built upon, like I said, the phonetics, the words, the sentence structure, the paragraphs, and she was able to write a letter. And she was so thrilled that she learned how to read even at 68 years old. So, Reb B, it's never too late. We just have to get connected with the resources and learn to take it step by step. And I believe it was like 3 months. In 3 months of tutorial ministry, that she actually learned to read and was capable of writing her daughter a letter.
Reb B, absolutely right, you know, Pastor C. I mean, one of the things that, you know, we have to really encourage is that, you know, it's never too late to be able to go back and to get involved in what's going on in the community. You know, it's never too late. You know, one of the things that we have to realize is that, you know, reading is fundamental, and it's something that we need for, you know, to be essential in life. But don't ever think that you're at the point where it's too late for it to get done, because it can get done at any time. And just like you said, the lady was, you know, 68 years old, you know, and she was able to, you know, learn how to read and write the letter, you know, for her daughter and be able to do what she needed to do. And it was a blessing, you know, it was a
sure
blessing,
was.
You know, and that's one thing that, you know, we have to encourage people is to let them know that, you know what, even if this is something that you're struggling with, it doesn't mean that this has to be the end of your rope. You know, you can go back, get the help, get what you need, you know, get all the resources, because there's so many resources out there for people that will encourage them and give them
absolutely
the confidence that they need, you know, to say, hey, you know what, you know, this is something that you're struggling with, but it doesn't mean that, you know, you have to stay this way or be in this predicament or this situation for, you know, the rest of your life. And so we definitely want to encourage people to get out there, do what you need to do, get involved, you know, take care of what you need to do, because we know that it is essential, that reading is essential to success. Just like you said, if you can't read or you're not functioning properly on the literacy level, how can you fill out a job application? How can you hone in on your interview skills? I mean, you know, how can you pass a driver's license test? How can you fill out an application for credit or any of those things? So, you know, we have to be very, you know, have to take into consideration that, you know, reading is going to be a very important dynamic in our lives if we want to be able to stay successful and to keep our heads above water. Because if not, like you said, people who are not able to function, you know, literally wise, are always going to be the enfranchised, are always going to be the ones who are impoverished, always going to be on the lower end of the social economic status and all of these different things. So, you know, we really have to, you know, we really have to stay on top of this and then just encourage people, because 30 million Americans is a lot of people.
A lot of people. One of the things that I found when we were doing the tutorial ministry is that you had people that were too embarrassed to come forward and say they couldn't read and ask for help. And, you know, we talked about that last Sunday, you know, ask the question, you know, ask and you can receive the help. But if you don't ask and apply yourself, you can't receive that help. And so, you know, there were several people in the church that, you know, needed the help, but there was only a handful of them that actually came forward to get the help. And so you can't be embarrassed to get help. You have to be proactive to say, hey, I need help. You know, I'm going to come to the classes, and I will be the better because of being able to get the information I need to help me to start being more successful in my life. So, you know, it's one thing for the resource to be there, and that's what we're about at Pastors Aid CDC. You know, it's one thing for the resource to be there, but, you know, it's something where you have to get connected. You know, we're making the information available to you. You have to get connected, and don't let anybody, you know, keep you from getting what you rightfully deserve. You know, don't let someone, you know, don't be a people pleaser or be scared because somebody says, you can't read. You say, I might not can't read now, but give me 3 months. And I'll tell you what I can do. That's the attitude, you know, that we have to put out there also with, you know, this fighting literacy month.
Right, exactly. And, you know, like you say, it's not a long, drawn-out process. I mean, it's something where you can see results and benefit from it right away. You know, and the more you involve yourself with it, the stronger you become, and, you know, you'll begin to see the results, you know, happen, you know, quickly. You know, I mean, you can go from, you know, barely reading and comprehending to, you know, being really fully able to read and comprehend in a matter of months. So, you know, and like you say, it's a skill. So, you know, the more you use it, you know, the better you're going to become with it. And that's what we're encouraging everybody. And, you know, and even, you know, if you are above the literacy level, it's easy to get below the literacy level if you don't.
Reading
is something, you know, you have to do every single day. You know, you got to practice. You got to stay familiar. You got to have that confidence. You got to do it, because if you don't use it, as they say, you'll lose it.
And what we used to do is I'm going to tell my age, man. We used to have a church oratorical contest.
Yeah,
where
well,
we
now.
Used to. Oh, hold on a second. I got one of the folks from the.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Nice to meet you.
I'm doing. We're on a radio broadcast right now. That's all right. That's all right. we'll talk to you later. I'm coming. I think I got to do the prayer. That's all right. It was one of the mothers of the mother of the bride.
Okay.
To stop by to say thank you, but. One of the things I was able to tell my age, we used to do oratorical contests, and that's where they would give a subject. They would give us a subject, and we would have to research it, and we would have to do a paper on the subject, and then we would stand up, and, you know, every age group had one, and we would stand up, and we would actually read our paper, and, you know, there were prizes based upon that. But you don't hear that. Too often anymore, where you have give you a subject and you write on it, and if you do it, like you said, over and over again, what happens is you begin to gain the skills to be able to be successful. Rebbe?
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the things that we've gotten away from is, you know, just you know, just honing in on those skills, you know. And as I said earlier, you know, we don't, you know, in school we used to do read aloud. They don't even do read aloud anymore.
Yeah,
you know, you,
check that out.
You know, where you would sit in and everybody would read and.
Right.
You know, they don't even do that anymore. That's like a lost art form. Everything now is just reading
on
your own.
Wow.
I remember, you know, everybody, you know, the teacher would go around and just do like round robin and would read something or we, you know, do like little scripts and stuff and everybody had a part to read or, but all of that was just honing your skills. But, you know, as I say, you know, the educational push has gotten away from the basics. You know, we don't even.
Right. It empowers you. It really empowers you.
It really does empower you, and it gives you that confidence where you can say, you know what, I can stand up in front of a group of people and I can read something and not feel, you know, that I'm going to mess up or I'm going to stutter or whatever. But we don't, you know, we don't hone in on those skills anymore. And so now, you know, you find young people who don't want to stand up and read because they're not comfortable. And it's not,
right.
You know, that they don't, it's not that, you know, they don't want to. It's just they haven't been given the skill set or the know-how or the ability to do it because it's not what they're, you know, that's not what they're teaching anymore in the school system. It's all about test taking. You know, we teach you how to be a great test taker, but, you know, we won't be able to tell you can stand up in front of a room of a couple of hundred people and be able to read something and read it, you know, read it adequately and read it with some elegance and grace. We can't promise you that. You know, but those things are what go a long way, you know.
It sure does. It sure does.
Unfortunately, you know, we haven't been able to, you know, really get back to the good old days where we really taught good reading, good writing, good arithmetic. I mean, you know, back in the day where you would break down sentences and subject verb agreements.
Right.
Or know the difference between a short vowel and a long vowel. Noun and a verb, you know, subject agreement and all of these different things. So we really have gotten away from that. And what has happened is our literacy rates have steadily increased because, you know, the direction of the school curriculum has changed. So so that this is why we see young people coming out from high school, graduated, have a degree, have a diploma, but you know, still don't have those basic skills, you know, to be able to read, interpret, and write and do all of that, which will help them to be successful and, most importantly, to help them use that diploma for their benefit to be able to go and get jobs and things of that nature. Yes.
Or even to do well on the SAT and the PSAT. I'm going to go here before I go in here and bless the food. I got to go here. one thing that I've seen in the African-American community is that we've picked up slang as a primary form of communicating.
Correct.
And we have not only picked up slang is a primary way of communicating, but that's also how we write. Too many of them write in slang. So, and they think what they're writing in slang is correct. And it's really sad. It's really sad because, you know, they're cutting off the ing. They're putting vowels and syllables where they shouldn't be. And what happens is the way they talk is now the way they write and is now the way they read. And what we have to do is to start requiring as parents and as guardians our children to talk. I tell my kids, you got to learn to speak the King's English. You need to learn how to speak in an intelligent manner. And if you're around me, I want to know that you can speak intelligently. I don't want to hear slang and cutting off your words and putting ing or in instead of ing and sounding slang all the time, because what happens is people begin to think that is the way to talk and that's the way to write. And so it's actually,
exactly.
You're actually, you know, pulling yourself down. You're actually dragging yourself down because of the way you're talking. So when the proper English is presented to you, you can't recognize it because of the way you talk. Am I making sense? I had to go there for a little bit.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, we look at the way that our children speak. We look at the way, you know, that they read. We look at the way that they write. And, you know, it's like you say, it's all slang. Nothing is completely pronounced or enunciated. You know, it's all one-syllable words or two-syllable words, you know. You know, that to them is nothing. The word is nothing, you know.
Right.
I mean, it just amazes me that, and the sad part about it is that the slang has almost become accepted.
Right.
And
right. School days, D-A-Z-E, school days.
Exactly. Yeah, and you look at the way that, you know, a lot of these kids write, it looks like they're sending out these text messages where everything is in a shorthand. And so they haven't
mm-hmm.
been able to distinguish between what is correct and acceptable writing compared to slang writing. They haven't been able to distinguish
right.
between, you know, what is acceptable and, you know, and proper English compared to what is slang, you know.
Right.
So it, you know, they only know one thing. They know slang. That's how they talk. That's how they write. That's how they read.
And that's how they read.
And that's how they read. You know, they could see a word and it could spell and say one thing and they will interpret it as something else. You know, they say
oh my
read they're read-in, but they're not reading. You know what I'm saying? It's got the I-N. They don't want to put the G on it. You know, it's just too much for them to say all of the words. You know.
Oh my goodness.
You know, what you doing? What are you doing? You know, that's just what it's become. And so, you know, now you're putting out a product where, you know, the way they talk, you're standing yourself, there's no way I would have it. You know,
right.
they don't even know how to speak the King's English. They don't
know
how to present themselves in a professional manner. They don't speak well. So, you know, it's definitely become as if, you know, we have just raised a dysfunctionally illiterate society because
mm-hmm.
our young people have just taken on this mindset that it's too difficult to read, it's too difficult to spell words properly, it's too difficult
right.
to speak properly. Everything is just slang all day long, and they don't know how to distinguish it. I mean, you listen, and this is the sad part, and I know you got to go in a few minutes, but the sad
mm-hmm.
part is if you listen to a teacher and a student interact, it's like
mm-hmm.
they're speaking two different languages. I was in a classroom today, and the teacher said something to one student, and the student said something else, and it was
mm-hmm.
They were speaking two different languages. You know, the teacher speaking properly and, you know, everything is well put together, and this student comes back and everything's shorthanded and
right.
you know, not pronouncing all the words and vowels missing and not saying all the letters in the words, and every other word is slang and yo and
mm-hmm.
son and, you know, you doing this, you doing too much. It was just unbelievable. And you're saying to yourself,
right.
is this what we're putting out?
And how are they going to make it? How are they going to make it, Rabbi? How are they going to make it?
That's what you're saying. You're saying, how are they going to make it? How are they going to be successful? How are they going to be able to advocate for themselves in an acceptable manner where people are going to understand what they're saying? So, you know, it's definitely...
The baby's on. I'm gone.
You gone? Did they...
Jamil,
they're
in there now.
They
might be waiting on y'all.
All right. I'm getting ready to go in. There's a strange lady.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good. You guys be blessed. Thanks for all of our listeners. And I'll touch base with you on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Have a great time. Enjoy your stay and be safe. And thanks for calling in.
All right.
Take care. God bless. And, of course, as we said, we want to thank Pastor C for calling in. And, of course, we want to thank all of our very fine listeners for calling in as well. And, of course, don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us tonight, don't forget the number here is 347-324-5569. And don't forget, you can also hit us up on Facebook, and you can also hit us up on Twitter. You can hit us up on Twitter at PACDC316. Don't forget, you can hit us up on Facebook at Pastors Aid, and of course, that's Pastors with an S. And of course, also don't forget, if you want to listen to tonight's show in its entirety, don't forget, at approximately 9:15, you'll be able to go back and listen to tonight's show. Just go to the on demand section. You'll be able to see tonight's show, and you can listen to that show, or you can listen to any of our other shows from back to our very first show back in April in its entirety. And of course, we want to thank each and every one of you for your continued support of us here at Pastors Aid CDC. We thank you so very much, because we realize that none of this would be made possible without all of our very fine listeners. Of course, don't forget, Red B is riding shotgun tonight. Pastor C, I just called in a few minutes ago from a wedding that he's doing down in Prince Frederick. And, of course, Red B is here in Silver Spring, Maryland. And just to let you know, we just lost power. We just lost power here in Silver Spring, Maryland. So yours truly is sitting in the dark with a candle on his cell phone. So I don't have computer access, so we're going to try our best, amen, to keep this show going as long as we can. And because we don't have computer access, I'm not able to see if anyone is calling in. But, of course, we're going to try to stay connected as much as possible, because we know we haven't lost connection, but we've just lost power here in the Silver Spring area. So hopefully power will be restored in a matter of time. But if not, we want to continue to press our way for about the next 45 minutes. And hopefully those of you who are listening, that you all will just continue to hold tight and whisper up some prayers that this power will be restored in a few minutes and we'll be able to get back on track. But if not, we're going to try to hold it down in the dark with the candle. Amen. But we're not going to let the enemy have his way and discourage us from not doing our show tonight. We want to press on. And that's one thing that we have to do, is continue to press on despite circumstances and despite situations. So we want to just thank you all for continuing to listen tonight. And, of course, not going to be able to call in for a few minutes until power is restored, but when it is restored, we'll definitely encourage you all to call in here with us at Blog Talk Radio by way of Pastors Aid CDC. And, of course, as we were saying earlier tonight, we are talking about literacy, the importance, amen, of knowing how to read and knowing what it is that you are reading. And most importantly, to know why literacy is beneficial to being a successful individual in society. One thing we know is that so many people are taken advantage of on a daily basis because they are not able to read, to understand what they're reading, and to interpret the information. So people can't fill out job applications. People can't fill out credit information. And so all of these things come back and disenfranchise us, because people are able to take advantage of those who are not able to read because they don't have any comprehension or any understanding of what's being presented to them. And, of course, as we said, we know that the literacy is an epidemic here in the United States. We have over 30 million people, 30 million people who read below the literacy level. And so we want to encourage everybody, ma'am, sir, everybody, to please come and take advantage of all of the opportunities that are presented here. And one thing that we said is that if you're looking to fight literacy, one of the things that you can do is read a book every day. Read a book every day. Read something. Read your Bible. Read a newspaper clipping. Read something that's going to help hone in and strengthen those skills that make you a better individual. And when we talk about reading something, make sure you're reading to somebody. Read to your child, read to your niece, to your nephew, to your family member, read to a coworker, but read to somebody to help give you that confidence to be able to stand up and to speak and to read in front of folks. Because one of the things that we know is so very hard to do is to stand up and read in front of people. But the more you do it, the more confidence you'll gain and the better off you will be. So we're encouraging everybody to take advantage of those opportunities to read something daily. Because the more you do it, the better off you become. And the other thing that we want to encourage you all to do is to get involved with your local library. Get involved with your local library because we know that's important as well. And we know that the libraries offer a lot of literacy programs, a lot of opportunities for you to get involved with your library, especially if you're looking for some literacy programs that are going to help promote reading, help to encourage people to read more. Most importantly, these programs at the library offer, the majority of them are free. And if you just have a library card, you'll have access to all of that stuff. So if you don't have a library card, just make sure that you go to your local community, get a library card, get involved, know what's going on, and get involved in those resources that they have for you. Because the more you get involved, the better off you will be. And don't forget, as we said earlier, on September 22nd, September 23rd, they're going to be having a national book fair. It's going to be held down on the Washington Mall, and it's going to be free to all. And they're going to have over 60 authors down there. Many of them are world-renowned, and they're going to just be promoting literacy, asking people to come out, to get involved, and to really know what's going on, because that's a way in which we promote literacy, is encouraging people to read, because the more you do it, the better off you become. So we want to encourage people to start taking advantage of reading. We do it every day. You know that the more you do it, the more confidence you gain, the better you feel about yourself, the more you want to stand up in front of groups of people and to be able to say, you know what, I feel good about myself. I feel good about what I'm getting ready to say. I feel good about what I'm about to read, you know. And that's one thing that we definitely want to encourage our young people, is to really hone in on your reading skills. Stop talking all that slang. Stop writing in slang. Stop texting in slang. Slang is good when you're with your peers. But when you get out here with adults and people who are trying to make a difference in your life, then you need to be able to know how to speak properly. Speak proper English. Know how to address people in a respectful manner. You got to know how to write properly. Know how to read properly. You know, do those things and let people know that, hey, I'm serious about what I'm doing. I'm serious about this job I'm applying for. Speak with confidence. Pronounce your words, enunciate your words, and do what you need to do. Because the one thing we realize is that if you don't present well, whether reading, writing, speaking, or whatever, you are going to put yourself at a disadvantage because no one will want to give you opportunities if you do not know how to present well. And it's all about presentation. You know, when you open your mouth and you begin to speak, that's when people take notice. And if they see that you're using slang all the time, if they see that, you know, every other word is this and that and the, you know, and you're not pronouncing words properly, then they're not going to take you serious. More than likely, they're not going to call you back in for a second interview or even offer you a job. So, young people, we're encouraging you, hone in on your skills. And as Pastor C said before, you know, the other thing is, you know, use these skills to help you. Looking to get into college, you know how to read properly. SAT, PSAT, ACT, all of these standard tests, GRE, the LSAT, you name it, it all requires reading. It all requires reading comprehension. So those are things that we need to really take advantage of and do what we need to do, which is to read and to take pride in your reading. You know, do something every day that's going to make you a better individual. Do something every day that's going to make you a stronger reader, a better person. Because we know the more you do it, the stronger you become. You're going to have that confidence. You're going to have that swag, as the young people say. You know, to say, you know what, I feel good about who I am. I feel good about what I'm doing. I've worked on my reading skills. I know that I can do this, and I'm going to stand up and do it, and I'm going to be proud. And that's what we want. We want to put young people out here who have confidence, who feel good about themselves, and most importantly, who want to represent and do well for themselves. So we want to really tell everybody to get involved, read something every day, go to your libraries, get involved in a literacy program. We also know there's a literacy hotline that you can call. I don't have the number right now because we lost power here in Silver Spring, but we know there's a literacy hotline that you can call, and we want to encourage everybody to continue to do that as well. And hopefully once power is restored, we'll be able to put that literacy hotline number out there for all of you all to be able to get in touch with that, to know where you can go to get some valuable resources that are going to help you in the community, especially for those of us who struggle with our reading. And, of course, as we said, there's nothing to be ashamed of. There's over 30 million Americans who suffer from reading below the literacy level. So we said, like we said before, it's never too late. You're never too old. Once you get started, you'll see results in a matter of weeks, days, and months. But we, like we said, the more you do it, the stronger your skill set becomes, because reading is a skill. So the more you use it, the stronger you become. Now, if you don't use it, then you're going to lose it. So that's why I would encourage everybody to read every day, whether you're above average reader or below average reader. Please, ma'am, please, sir, take advantage of the opportunities to be able to read. Read something, no matter what it is. Read something that's going to help you hone in on those skills. And we know that once you do that, the more you do it, the stronger you will become. For those of you who are joining us, just to let you know, the Rev B is here in location in Silver Spring. Of course, all power has been lost out here in Silver Spring, Maryland, so we try to hold tight while we can here on Blog Talk Radio until power is restored. And, of course, Pastor C is in Prince Frederick with a wedding, and, of course, we want to thank him for calling in earlier and blessing us with his presence. Of course, we thank each and every one of you for just holding tight and continue to listen to us even as we go through some of these technical difficulties. But like I say, God is still good. We're not going to give the enemy no credit. And we know that power is going to be restored in time. We're not going to have any issues. I would encourage you all to call in, but because we don't have computer access, I'm not able to operate the switchboard at this time. But don't forget that if you're able to, please follow us on Twitter, PACDC316, and also follow us on Facebook, The Pastor's Aid. Don't forget, you can also log into blogtalkradio.com/Pastor's Aid to be able to listen to all of the shows on demand, and you'll be able to listen to tonight's show this time, we're just going to take a quick 2-minute break. And I don't have any music to play, but if you just hold tight for 2 minutes, hopefully we'll be able to get something to power up and running until the spring. Hopefully we'll be able to restore and be restored back fully. But if not, like I said, we're going to continue to press on and do what we need to do. And we just thank you all for your continued support of us here at Pastors ACBC. And we want to make it through. So we're going to take a short 10-minute break, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes. God bless you. Good evening and welcome back to Pastors ACBC. This is yours truly, Rev B, here in Silver Spring. And, of course, Pastor C is out on location. He had a wedding to do this evening, and we want to thank him for calling in and blessing us this evening. We thank God for him and the great work that he continues to do. Of course, want to thank all of our very fine listeners for all of your continued support. Us here at Pastors ACBC. Just to let you know, Rev D is here in Silver Spring, Maryland, where we have just lost power. So I don't have any access to take any incoming calls at this time, so we just want to encourage everybody that if you're able to listen, to please listen. But unfortunately, we're not able to do any switchboard operating at this time. So we thank God for everybody for continuing to listen to us. And don't forget that if you want to follow us, you can follow us up on Facebook, you can follow us up on Twitter, Pathways Aid CDC on Facebook, and PACDC 316 on Twitter. So continue to hit us up on those social media outlets. We greatly appreciate that. Don't forget also that about 9:15, you'll be able to go back and listen to tonight's show in its entirety. Just go to the on-demand section to be able to hear tonight's show as well as all of our other shows from the past episodes going all the way back until April. So we want to encourage each and every one of you that if you have the opportunity to please do so. And we just thank everybody who continues to go back listen to all of our on-demand episodes of the numbers. We thank God for you are extremely, extremely high. And we know that none of that would be made possible without our very kind listeners. For those of you who are just joining us tonight, we've been talking about literacy. We know for the month of September is literacy month. You know, there are over 30 million Americans who read below the literacy level. And of course, as we said, we know that there's so many different things that we can do to help fight literacy. Because literacy is an epidemic. It's not a problem. It's an epidemic. It's a disease. It's something that affects so many people on a daily basis. It's something that we should not be ashamed or embarrassed of, because we know that no matter how old you are, it's never too late. Never too late, as I said. Never too late to be able to go back and take advantage of learning how to read. So reading is fundamental. Something that's very important. Something that's going to help us to be successful in life. Something that's going to give us confidence. And most importantly, it's going to help keep us from being taken advantage of by others. Some of the most disenfranchised people, some of the most oppressed people are those who never understood the value of reading. One of the things that we know is that even when our ancestors and forefathers came over here as African Americans, that one thing they were not taught to do was to be able to read and write, because the masses knew that if the slaves were able to read and write, that would give them power. So we know that being able to read and to write is power. And we know that is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Not money, not force, not anything. But that knowledge is power. So you're able to read, you're able to write, you're able to speak. That's where your power is. So we're encouraging people to take full advantage of your opportunities. Take advantage of your educational systems where you go to school for free and learn and you don't have to pay. And get all that you can get. So to the point where when you graduate, you'll be able to function as a citizen in society, and then you'll be able to speak and to write well and to read well, and you'll be able to be successful. And you'll be a valuable asset to the community. You're not just somebody who's just walking around with a high school diploma and is not able to utilize it in order to be successful. So we're encouraging everybody that if you know that you're struggling, to get involved. Most importantly, we're encouraging you to read something every day, because it's a skill that needs to be honed in. And so we want you all to hone in on those skills by reading something every day. Read your Bible, read a book, read a magazine article, go on the internet and read something. But whatever it is that you're reading, Make sure you read it every single day. And the other thing we're encouraging you all to do is to get involved with the literacy program at your local library. There's so many literacy programs and resources at your local library that help to promote literacy in the community. And most of these resources that the library offers is free, and pretty much all you need is just to have a valid library card. So if you don't have a library card, go to your local community, get a library card, get involved, see what they have to offer, and take advantage of these opportunities. And most importantly, don't be ashamed or embarrassed. Don't feel like, you know, reading is something that you'll never be able to do, because you can. At any age, still go back, get the skills that you need to know that it can get done, and it can get done the right way. So we encourage everybody, don't shoot yourself down, don't beat yourself up, don't feel sorry for yourself, because there are so many things that we all struggle with, and reading is one of them. And so we want everybody to say, you know what, doesn't matter how old I am, I'm still, you know, not too old to learn how to read and to be successful, and to write and to be successful. So please, man, please, sir, encourage you. If there's some things that you're looking for, go to your local library. Definitely go down on the mall to the National Book Fair on September 22nd, September 23rd. Also, we encourage you, that if you have the opportunity that you get in touch with your local literacy, there's a literacy hotline that you can call. I don't have the number right now, but if you Google it, just type in literacy hotline, you definitely can go get in touch with them, get some information about local resources as well. So you have some local resources. Go down to the mall on the 22nd or the 23rd. Go to your library, get some of the literacy programs. And of course, you can call the literacy hotline. So I believe that's a 24-hour hotline. You can call at any time. They can get you in touch with all of the various resources that they have available to help promote literacy. Because literacy is something that we have to take very important. There's nobody should be walking around here reading below. Say that again. Nobody should be walking around here reading below the literacy line. There are too many people that lost their lives, too many people that suffered, too many people that bled and died, too many people that picketed and marched and did whatever they needed to do just so that everybody could get the right to an education, to learn how to read, to learn how to write. So nowadays, when we have these opportunities, most people don't even want to take advantage of them. They laugh at the opportunities to get a good education. They laugh at the opportunities to be able to learn how to read and to speak well. And all we want to do is just walk around like the thugs and talk ignorant and look ignorant and wonder why we can't get a job and wonder why the police is always picking on us. And fail to realize that our presentation has made us what we are, and that our presentation is why we can't get it. But if we learn to speak right, if we learn to act right, to talk right, and dress right, we wouldn't have these issues. But if we just learn to take advantage of what people do to us, this is our benefit. We will open up for us. We'll find ourselves in a much better place. So we're encouraging everybody, man, woman, boy, girl, if you're out here and you're struggling with your reading, please get involved in some type of program that's going to help. Like I say, most places it doesn't even cost it. All you got to do is just show up, make it happen, get it done, and you're on your way to being successful. And that's what it's all about. It's a quick long time or so. Maximize your potential by reading every day, reading to somebody, honing in your skills, practicing, because the more you do it, the stronger you become, the better off you become. So we're encouraging everybody to be able to do that and to take advantage of that, because we know the more you do it, the more blessed you will become. We're down to about the last 20 minutes of tonight's show. And, of course, before we get off the air, we do want to encourage everybody that on Sunday we have a new segment. That new segment is called Sunday Best. Amen. We thank God for that. Of course, that is the opportunity from 7:30 to 8, where we encourage everybody to call in and tell us what the Sunday's best was. Now, we're not talking about Kirk Franklin and Donnie McKirkin and Rhonda Adams and all those people who are singing every Sunday on BET. When we talk about Sunday's best, it's the message. That's our Sunday best. And so we want to encourage everybody that if you're able to call in between the time of 7, call in with your Sunday's best. What today's sermon was, the text came from, what the title was, who was the preacher, and where the preacher was from. And we want everybody who went to church on Sunday to call in and let us know what the Sunday's best was. Most importantly, let us know how that word has changed your life, or has given insight, or has made you look things differently. Because we know at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. It's about that word. You know, singing can be good. Everything, music can be good. But at the end of the day, it's all about that word. Because we know that word is essential to salvation. And because we know people can't hear without a preacher. A preacher can't preach unless he be sent. So we thank God again for the Sunday's best, all of the pastors, preachers, ministers, evangelists, prophets, whoever you are, elders, bishops, whoever you are, you put out that word to let them know that God is still speaking. God is still speaking to his people. Let it go that time is coming near. It's time to get right with God. Amen. And we know that if you're not able to read, you're not able to write, that you're always going to be part of the oppressed, you're always going to be a part of the disenfranchised, you're always going to be the ones that are taken advantage of and to be on the lower end of the totem pole. So, as we said, the more you read, the stronger you become. The more you write, the stronger you become. The more you speak and able to express yourself, the stronger you become. So we thank God, amen, for everybody who's taking advantage of these opportunities. So many people, as we said, have died and lost their lives just for the right to be able to read and to write. And so we want to take advantage of that and make sure that we're doing exactly what we need to be doing, which is to make sure that our young people are taking advantage of their opportunities to learn, to make sure that they're doing it every single day when they're in that classroom. So young people, I'm going to speak to you for the next few minutes. Don't be up in there loafing around. Don't be up in there cutting up. Don't be up in there trying to be a class clown and distracting everybody and frustrating the teacher. But you got to take advantage of the learning opportunities that are presented to you. You got to hone in on those skills. You got to sharpen those skills. And you have to use those skills to make you a better individual so that when time comes for you to move on into the next chapter of your life, whether you go into the workforce, whether you go to trades, whether you go to community college, whether you go to a four-year college, that you will have enough confidence in your reading, enough confidence in your writing, enough confidence in your speaking to say, you know what? I can go to the next chapter of my life and I can be successful because I have the skills that are needed that's going to help me to achieve my goals. Many times we can't achieve our goals because many of us didn't take advantage of the opportunities that were given to us. You know, we didn't take advantage of the educational opportunities that were given to us. We thought school was a joke and we just wanted to go and laugh, have a good time and talk crazy and run around and chasing the girls or chasing the fellas and, you know, make fun of teachers and skipping classes and not being where we're supposed to be. And then we come to find out that when we do leave high school, we're not as adequate as we should because we have gaps in our learning. And when you have gaps in your learning, ladies and gentlemen, that's always going to come back and to hinder you. It's going to haunt you. It's going to plague you because then you're going to feel like you can't be successful. You're going to feel like there's certain things that you can't do because you weren't able to take advantage of the opportunities that were given to you when you had the opportunity. And so we're encouraging all of our young people, please, 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 know the importance, know the value of a good education because it will allow you to be successful. It will allow you to have opportunities to be successful. It's going to open up doors for you, windows for you, avenues for you to be successful. And so realize that the more you hone in on those skills, that reading, that writing, that speaking, the more hireable, the more advantageous you will become. Because now you put yourself at advantage and not a disadvantage because you're able to read, you're able to write, and you're able to speak. When you're not able to do those things, ladies and gentlemen, you put yourself at a disadvantage. And as we've been saying all night, you put yourself in a position where people can take complete control of you and what you're doing. Because when you're not able to read, write, and speak, then people can take advantage of you all the time. So you need to be able to hone in on those skills, take advantage of those skills, take advantage of those learning opportunities. Because I tell you, getting those formal skills will help you every avenue of life. It helps you when you go to college, trade school, junior college. It helps you go when you're out of the workforce. All those skills are essential to success. If you don't have those skills, then you're going to be struggling all of your life, and nobody will ever be able to give you opportunities because you're not able to reflect that you know what it is that's required of you. So, young people, we know that this is a start of another school year. Many of you have been in school for 2 weeks now. Some of you just finished up your first year. But we know that every school year comes and it goes. It flies by so very fast. But one thing that we want you all to be able to do is to take advantage of your learning opportunities. Because the more you do it, the stronger you become, the better you become, wiser you become. You know, don't take your education for granted. Don't feel like, excuse me, that you have the rest of your life, because you don't. School goes by so fast. Especially when you get in high school, you'll be in ninth grade 1 year, the next minute you're in 12th grade. So you have to be able to say, you know what, let me take advantage and take full advantage of these opportunities that I have. Because at the end of the day, you want to get all you can get while you have the opportunity. And just to let you know, and let me say this, even if graduate from high school, you feel like you don't have adequate enough skills, you can always go back. You can always refine those skills. You can always get some remedial work. But you can, like I said before, go to the library and get involved in some of the literacy programs that they have. You can call the National Literacy Hotline. Of course, on the 22nd and the 23rd, they have a national book fair down on the mall to help promote literacy. Read something every day. Doesn't matter what it is. Read your word, read a book, read a magazine, whatever it is. Take advantage of the opportunity to read, to speak, and to write. Because we know those are three areas in which many Americans struggle in: reading, writing, and speaking. So we know that the more we do it, the stronger we become. And it's all skill. Speaking is a skill. Writing is a skill. All of it's skill. Okay? Reading is a skill. So we want to be able to take advantage of all of the opportunities that are given to us, especially for our young people that are in grade school where education is free. Take advantage of every opportunity that's given to you. If they're giving it for free, take advantage of it. Don't wait to the point where you got to get it and then you got to pay for it. But you ought to be able to say, you know what, let me get it while the getting is free. Because then when you have to pay for it, the situations are a little different. It's almost like your hand is forced now. But we want to encourage our young people, please, especially our African Americans, please take advantage of all of these opportunities to learn. And don't walk around going through life thinking that ignorance is being cool, because it's not. Don't think that speaking slang all the time is acceptable, because it's not. Don't think that reading unacceptably or writing words that look more like you're sending out a text is acceptable, because it's not. We want our young people to be able to present well, present in their speaking, present in their reading, present in their writing. Because when you present well, then people will respect you. People will give you opportunity. But if you walk around acting like a thug and looking like a thug and talking like a thug, nobody's going to want to do anything for you. Because at the end of the day, they're going to say, you know what, this young man or this young woman is not presenting in a manner in which we feel like they're going to be successful. And listen, the way you carry yourself will always be a determination of the opportunities that will be afforded to you. As I often say, your attitude will determine your altitude. So if you walk around with a nasty attitude and you don't know how to speak to people or you're looking like a thug or a gangster or wannabe, you're not going to get anywhere in life. But if you present well, if you carry yourself well, if you speak well, if you're mannerable, if you walk with confidence, then that's going to allow windows of opportunity to be opened up for you. And most importantly, you're going to have opportunities to be successful. So we just want to encourage everybody to be able to go out, take advantage of these learning opportunities, because, as we say, we live in a country that is so great that it allows our children to be able to go to school for free. It's not based on wealth. It's not based on your wealth. It's not based on skin color. It's not based on any of those things. All it is based on is that you live in this country, and we believe in educating all of our young people, and that's what it's about. So as we get ready to wrap up tonight, as I said before, we want to encourage all of our young people to please, as this new school year starts off, to take advantage of these learning opportunities, to hone in on these skills, you know, read something every day, read aloud, and then for adults as well, read something every day. Don't forget, get involved in your local libraries, go to the literacy components that they have at the library, get involved in what's going on with the literacy programs. Most of them are free. Pretty much all you need is just a library card, and they'll be able to take care of you from there. Also, don't forget that on September 22nd and the 23rd is a National Book Fair Day. And that'll be down on the Washington Mall, and it's free. They're going to have over 60 authors there. Some of the world-famous authors will be out there promoting literacy. So we're encouraging you that if you're in the D.C. metropolitan area, you want to go down to the National Mall on the 22nd and the 23rd, please, ma'am, please, sir, do so. Take your children. Take somebody, but give them an opportunity. Don't forget also, you can call the literacy hotline, which I don't have access to right now. But if you Google it, just type in literacy hotline. It is the 1-800 number. I believe it's a 24-hour hotline that you can call and get resources for various things that are going on in your local communities concerning literacy. So definitely, a lot of opportunities out there for you to take advantage of. But most importantly, the best thing is just to read something every single day. Because the more you read, the stronger you'll become. Read to somebody, read to a child, read to a niece, read to a nephew. But the number is, just please, man. Once again, on behalf of myself and Pastor C, I want to thank each and everybody for listening in tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back on the air on Sunday, same time at 7 p.m. And don't forget, from 7:30 to 8 will be Sunday's Best, that you're able to call in and tell us today's what the sermon was for the day, and let us know who preached it, which church they from, give us the title, the topic, and most importantly, tell us how that word has encouraged your life. So once again, we do want to thank all of our very fine listeners. Don't forget, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Prophet and listen to tonight's show as well as entirety. So now that you've got the resources, we, as we always say, get connected. God bless you. Good night.